Tonight is the third yahrzeit of my mother-in-law Shalom Yehudis Bas Shlomo, and this shir is Le'ilo Yilzecher Nishmasa. As I mentioned 2 years ago, Rabbi Eliyat Gutmacher has this thin sefer entitled Sukkot Shalom, in which he discusses different ways of creating an aliyah from the neshama and helping niftarim. So in the introduction to the sefer, he says there are six milos, six dargos, as to how one can do things for a deceased parent. The lowest level is to say Kaddish. Higher than saying Kaddish is to daven for an amud when you're in an avelus or the day of the yahrzeit. And more important than that is if a parent commands a child to be careful about a specific mitzvah and he has such a zehira, so then that creates an iloy for the neshama of the niftar. And number four is to be engaged in Talmud Torah. Number five is to be engaged in Talmud Torah the Rabbim. And number six is to be engaged in Talmud Torah the Rabbim between Mincha and Maariv, which is a special time for such things. And then along those lines, I discovered today in the Yosef Omitz, the Sefer of Minhagim of the Frankfurt Kehillah of a few hundred years ago, so he says the following. Inyan HaKadeshim Ubarchu V'lam Netzeach Ubirchas HaMazim La'Avelim Yadua. So it's well known, the notion of saying Kaddish and davening for an amud. I'm not sure what he means by Berachas HaMazon. Avil had a minig of leading Berachas HaMazon. I don't think he's talking about Berachas HaMazon of Avelim. Yadua Shemalim.
That is a minig for Avelim to lead Mishra.
For the whole year?
For the whole year.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Good. The Malim Ayde came again. Ulaspala called it Tfila Tov Yosef Yoser, so better than just saying Kaddish, it's a Dam for Namud. Achein Tikun Zaina Raklam Era, so that's for people who don't know how to learn. Avalima Torah Mo Shivasayim Mikola Tfila, the learning is seven times greater than, seven times more beneficial than davening. Vayde Kain Machnisen Hamesagan Eden, Vim Haben Machadish Kidushe Torah. And even better than learning is to be mechadish chidushe Torah. And then he says that is muchach from a medrash hanelam barus. The medrash hanelam that he's referring to, I looked for it today. So that's the famous story that the Beis Yosef makes reference to, the Ramah makes reference to in Yoredeish and Ayin Vav. The reason that we say kaddish is for some versions have a story for Bekiva. The Zohar has some have an anonymous. Chacham, who discovered someone languishing in Gehenim, who instructed him to make sure that his son says Kaddish, and that'll get him out of Gehenim. So there are different versions of the story and what exactly the son did, ranging from just saying Kaddish to davening for an amud to learning Torah. So the Medrash HaNe'elam in Rus has the most expansive version, and just to quote the final line, that the son, first he started to daven, and then he davened, he said Kaddish, and then he davened, and then he started learning. And then they called him Rav, and then they called him Rebbe. And finally, V'chol Yoma V'yoma De'ezchadish Araisa Bishmei, and whenever they were Mechadish Yidushe Torah in the name of this son, Ma'atrali Be'itra Ila'a De'tzadikim. So the deceased father said that they adorned him with the crowns of the greatest tzadikim. So that's the highest darga that the Medrash HaNe'elam here quotes in terms of affecting something for a nifter. So I don't know if I'm going to be mechadish and if Chiddush Torah, but as Rav Schechter says, sometimes the chiddush is the presentation, so hopefully this will be of some value. The sigula we'll discuss are issues that relate to Tadir, and since this is also the weekly presidential Bekiyas program, Bechina on Paragar Yimsachim, the starting point will be the Gemara in Daf Kuf Yadalid Yimsachim, which is more famously Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan Dvarim Shebein Beis Shammai Beis Ol Beis Uda Beis Shammai Omer Mevarach Al Yom V'Achakach Mevarach Al Yayin. First you say the Berachas Hayom and then the Berachas Yayin in Kiddush. V'nei Shayom Garim L'Yayin Sheyavo V'chra Kiddush Hayom V'adayin Yayin Lo Ba Beis Ol Omer Mevarach Al Yayin V'Achakach Mevarach Al Yom. First you say the Berachas Bar Piyagaf V'nei Shayayin Garim L'Kiddush Yateyamer Davar Acher Berachas Hayayin Tadira Berachas Hayom Eina Tadira Tadir Sheina Tadir Tadir Kodem. That the reason, the second reason the Gemara gives for Shitas Beisil is that we're mapped in the Bar Piyagafen to the Berachas Hayom because of Tadir Sheinu Tadir Tadir Kodim. So the question that we'll deal with is Tadir is a value in terms of Kedima, that if I have a clash between two mitzvahs and which I want to know which one to perform first, I perform the one that's more Tadir first. But what happens where there's a clash between Tadir and other values, what wins out under what circumstances? So The Sugi Dishmaisa of Tadir is the Mishnah, the beginning of Parakala Tadir in Zvachim. So the Mishnah first introduces us to the notion of Tadir, Tadir Vishenu, Tadir, Tadir Kadim. And then the next Mishnah tells us that there's a concept of Mekudesh. That mitzvah, which is more sanctified, has Kedima over a less sanctified mitzvah. And then the Gemara, the Mishnah starts in Peites, and the Gemara in Sadi Yom Beis asks the question, what happens if you have a clash between Mekudesh and Tadir? That one mitzvah is more frequently performed, and the other mitzvah is more sanctified. Which one takes precedence? The Gemara has a long shak v'tarya. The simple reading of the Gemara is that the Gemara does not resolve the shaila, it's an ibay delishita, and therefore the Rambam paskins in Parakas of Timidin and Musaf and Alacha Beis that Yaakdim Eizim Mehen Sheyirsa, since we have two mitzvahs of competing kedima precedence, so you have the right to choose whichever one you want to come first. The Shagas Aryeh has a number of famous tshuvas, Kaf Kaf Aleph Kaf Beis, in which he discusses different clashes between mitzvahs. Some of them relate to Sfiras Omer versus Kriyas Shema, and Sfiras Omer versus Birchas Hamazon. So in that discussion, the Shagas Aryeh assumes as a Davar Pashtun in Siman Kaf Beis that there's a value of being makdim a tadir, there's a value of being makdim a mekudesh, but there's no value in being makdim a mitzvah deraisa to mitzvah derabanan. That shouldn't come into the equation. And the Tzlach famously argues, and that the Sugya, the parallel Sugya to our Sugya in Brachas Dafnun Aleph, he assumes no, that a mitzvah d'oraisa does have kedima over a mitzvah d'rabbanan, and therefore he comes up with a big chiddush that if a husband comes home from shul on Friday night and his wife hasn't yet daven Mariv, so according to most Rishonim, the husband has already fulfilled his obligation of kiddush min haTorah with whatever formula he used in Shmoneh Esrei. So he's only now mechuyev in kiddush according to most Rishonim d'Rabbanan, and the woman, if she hasn't davened Mariv, may be mechuyev in kiddush d'Oraisa. So even though normally speaking we're makdim the Berachas HaYayin to the Berachas HaYom, let's say the woman doesn't have a husband, so she's making kiddush on her own. So she's making kiddush on her own. So the Tzlach suggests that she would have to be makdim the Berachas HaYom to the Berachas HaYayin, because the Berachas HaYom now is a din d'oraisa, and the Berachas HaYayin is only d'rabbanan. So there's a kedima, the kedima of d'oraisa over d'rabbanan takes precedence over the kedima of tadir. That's the chiddush of the Tzlach. Rav Wagner has a tshuva in Shevet Alevi Chelek Tes Siman Kuf Tes, in which he suggests that even if you assume like the premise of the No de Yehuda, that there is kedima for a mitzvah d'oraisa over a mitzvah d'rabbanan, nevertheless it could be that in this situation the woman would still be within her right to be makdim the bar pi agafen to the Berachas HaYom, because the Berachas HaYom should have the status of mekudash. That which is deraisa, he assumes, has the status of mekudash. The Berachas HaYayin has the status of tadir. So that brings us back to the original ibay delishita of tadir and mekudash, where you have the right to be makdim whichever one you want. So if she wants to, as she probably would, to not do something so unconventional and wants to be makdim the Berachas HaYayin to the Berachas HaYom, that would be within her right, even if you assume like the overlying or underlying premise of the No de Yehuda. There's an interesting tshuva of the Shlomo Kluger in the Elif L'Cha Shlomo, which is quoted in the Sefer Piskei Tshuva. The original tshuva appears in Elif L'Cha Shlomo Chelak Aleph Simen Shin Pei Dalid, and the Piskei Tshuva has it in Simen Kuf Mem Dalid, that he also assumes that a mitzvah d'oraisa has kedima over a mitzvah d'rabbanan because of mekudash, and he has the following suffix: what happens if the Rav is sitting at his tish on Purim and he gets two shailas at the same time? One person has a shaila in Hilchos Pesach, and one person has a shaila in Hilchos Purim. So we'll see in a few moments that there's a concept of Chovas Hayom, that there's a notion of kedima to that which is today's mitzvah. So here he argues that at first glance they're both Chovas HaYom. Purim is Chovas HaYom Amish, it's today's mitzvah, but we're also holding within Shloshim Yom Kodem Pesach. So that's also a din that you have to learn Hilchos Pesach within 30 days of Pesach. That's also Chovas HaYom. So then he suggests, and maybe you should say, the person who has a Shaila in Pesach should have Kedima with the Shaila in Hilchos Purim, because the person who has a Shaila in Hilchos Pesach, that's a din d'oraisa. The Gemara Misachim and Daf Zayin learns that from Sukkim, how you know this notion of Shloshim Yom. Whereas whatever the chiyuv or the practical relevance of learning Hilchos Purim HaPurim is, that doesn't rise to the level of the Daraisa or the near Daraisa Dasmachta of Hilchos Pesach. So maybe because he assumes that the Din Daraisa is Kedima over Din Darabanan or less than a Din Daraisa, which she phrases in terms of Mekudesh, so maybe the person who has a Shaila in Hilchos Pesach should get to ask the Rav first before the person who has a Shaila in Hilchos Purim. Then he says, maybe no, maybe the Chovetz Hayom of Purim is so overwhelming here because we're holding on Purim, so maybe that should win out anyway. So he's not sure in the end, but he at least assumes, like this premise of the Nod Yehuda, which I think most assume like, that there should be a notion of a Kedima for Mitzvah Deraisa or Mitzvah Derabbanan, which he couches in terms of Mekudesh, as Rav Avner suggested as well. Related to this, is an issue that's raised by the Sefer Emek Bracha in Hilchos, in his one of his pieces on Kriyas HaTorah, which is a shaila that Rabbi Wiederblank encountered a number of years ago, and which he notes that in general, why is it that when it comes to Shachris, where we first daven and then lein, and Minchan Shabbos we lein and then daven? So he says that Minchan Shabbos, the reason we lein and then daven is that's a clash between tadir and mekudesh. The davening is tadir, and the leining is more sanctified. How to define mekudesh in many of these issues is not so clear. The Gemara's context is usually in kachim, so when you're out of the realm of kachim, it's difficult to define what's really considered mekudesh. Be that as it may, so he assumes that Kriyas HaTorah is mekudesh and mincha is tadir, so you have the right to be makdim whichever one you want, and because there's a value in davening mincha im dindu mechama, the Gemara in Brachas Nachasayin, you should delay mincha till the end of the day. So there we choose to daven to lein and then daven mincha. Whereas when it comes to shachris, so there the value is the reverse. We should daven shachris on eights or thereabouts, and shachris is a mitzvah veris. You have to daven by the fourth hour. So that's why we decided to be makdim shachris to Kriyas HaTorah. But what happens if you're holding by the end of the day? Yeah.
Is reason would apply even if you dive in different times?
Even if you dive in later than eights?
Yeah.
Because the Zman is over, the Sosman Tefillah is coming up, whenever it's coming up, and Sosman Kriyas HaTorah doesn't really exist that way. So that's what he says. But what happens if you're supposed to be davening Mincha Shabbos afternoon, and it's 10 minutes for the Shkia, and you don't have a minion yet, and suddenly a minion comes, and you only have enough time to either daven or lein before Shkia. So he suggests that maybe it would be better to, even though normally speaking, we're makdim, we're makdim leining because of Tadir, Mekudesh versus Tadir, and we prefer to daven. To daven mincha closer to shkia, but in this case, if you have an option of mincha b'tashlumin, so you're an honest, you don't have any other choice. So maybe it'd be better to lein, and then you'll daven tashlumin for mincha with marif, because you have the right to go either way. In this case, maybe it'd be better to keep the regular order, since you have the option of davening a tashlumin for mincha. Rav Schechter has a story in Penine HaRav in which he says that once the Rav in Boston was laughed out of Maimonides for Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, they didn't have the key, the person who was supposed to open the door didn't show up, so he said to daven Shemone Esrei in the Chaser or the Beis Knesset, which they did, and then by the time the person came with the key, it was already after Shkia. So the Rav thought that there's no problem, even though he wouldn't allow davening Mincha after Shkia, but there's no problem with davening leining after Shkia because it's a takana derabanan, savit derabanan lekula, something along those lines. So he wasn't bothered by the notion of leining after Shkia. So by extension, if you have this situation, the more plausible argument may be to daven mincha before Shkia if you have that option, and then lein afterwards if you assume like the Rav's suggestion over there.
So the whole thing of not davening after Shkia is because of
right. So there'd be no problem leaning after Shkia. Good. Okay. Another factor that comes up in these discussions is what we alluded to from Shlomo Kluger's Tshuva, the notion of Chovas Hayom. the famous Machlokas HaPoskim about what to do when you have Motzei Shabbos Chanukah. Are you Makdim Havdalah or are you Makdim the Ner Chanukah? So the Taz in Simen Tuf Reish Pei Aleph paskins that we're Makdim Havdalah to Ner Chanukah because Havdalah is Tadir. And any time you don't have any explicit instructions from the Gemara otherwise to go against the Kedim of Tadir, Tadir should take precedence. And among those who argue on the Taz is the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer has a tshuva in Orach Chaim Simen Tuf Sadites in which he suggests, among other reasons, that Ner Chanukah should precede Havdalah because Ner Chanukah is a Chov HaSayom, which we'll define as an obligation unique to that specific day. That's not a generic obligation as opposed to Havdalah, which is more generic. We have it every Motzei Shabbos. That notion of Chov HaSayom emerges from the Gemara in Sukkah and Daf Nun Vav, where the Gemara has a Machlokes Amarayim, what the Seder Kedima is for brachas that we make in the Sukkah. So the first night of Sukkahs, you make Kiddush, and then you have to say Leishev HaSukkah and the Shachiyanu. Do you say the Leishev before the Shachiyanu, or the Shachiyanu before the Leishev? So that's a Machlokes Amarayim. Rav says Sukkah v'achar kafzman. First you say the Leishev HaSukkah, and then you say Shachiyanu because Chiyuva deYoma Adif. Chov HaSayom. So that's the Shachiyanu is a more generic bracha. We say it on many different occasions, as opposed to the Sukkah, which is unique to the days of Sukkahs. So therefore, the bracha of Sukkah should come first. And Rabbi Bar Chana says, no, first you say Shachiyanu, and then you say Sukkah because of Tadir. So you have a machlokas there. If you have a clash between Chov HaSayom and Tadir, which takes precedence? And we paskin, at least on the first night of Sukkot, that the Berachas HaSukkah precedes the Berachas HaZman. So you see from there, apparently, that we paskin, if you have a clash between Chov HaSayom and Tadir, Chov HaSayom would take precedence. So that's one of the Avnei Nezer's arguments for why on Motzei Shabbos Chanukah, Havdalah should come after the lighting of Ner Chanukah. And then he also suggests that maybe Ner Chanukah is Mekudosh because it's Dumiya to the Menorah of the Beis HaMikdash, and maybe Mekudosh could come first here, but his main argument is that of Chov HaSayom. The Gemara in Zvachim and Daf Tzadi Aleph introduces another factor in the Tadir discussion, and that is Tadir Dematzli. The Gemara there suggests that if you have a clash or you have to decide between or discuss both Korban Pesach and Mila, so Mila is Tadira over Korban Pesach because it's Tadira B'mitzvos. So that's understood to mean that, well, that the Gemara has one understanding of that, and others understand that the Gemara here is also noting a concept of Matzah. That the standard definition of Tadir we translate as frequent. What mitzvahs perform more frequently? But there's also a notion, possibly, of Tadir de Matzoi, of what mitzvahs are more prevalent. You could have a mitzvah that isn't performed a set number of times on the calendar. It's not that you perform this mitzvah 50 times a year, but in the scheme of things, it's more prevalent. So Mila, no one person would perform Bris Mila with any degree of frequency. For himself or his son, not Moel, he's performing it as a shliach of someone else. But at the same time, if you look at all of Klai Yisrael as a unit, so the instances of Mila are relatively frequent, so there's a degree of prevalence to the mitzvah, even if it's not something that we can define as frequent as X number of times within a certain span. Kiveger thinks that this, points out that this may emerge from a machlokas the Yerushalmi has in Megillah. The Yerushalmi in the Megillah has a machlokas amarim between Shmuel and Rav Chuna. What happens if a person is only able to perform the mitzvah of tefillin or the mitzvah of mezuzah? Which mitzvah should take precedence? So the Yerushalmi there records Shmuel Amar mezuzah kodemes. That if you have a choice between performing mezuzah and tefillin, mezuzah should take precedence. Shekein hino heges b'yam tovim b'shabbasas. That the mitzvah of mezuzah applies 365 days a year, 24/7, as opposed to tefillin, which does not apply in Shabbos and Yom Tov. So mezuzah is a more frequent mitzvah. And Rav Kuna says that tefillin takes precedence. Shekein hino heges b'mefarsha yamim v'holchei midbaras. That tefillin takes precedence because a person could go his entire life and never be mechuyev in mezuzah, because he doesn't own a house. He lives on a boat, or he's traveling. So he doesn't have to perform the mitzvah of mezuzah, but when it comes to the mitzvah of tefillin, that he's going to have to perform at some point on a regular basis. So Rav Eger suggests that if you say that it's a simple equation of tadir, that since you perform mezuzah more days of the year than you perform tefillin, so that's the classic notion of tadir, of defining things based on their frequency. But if you take the position of Rav Chuna, that tefillin should take precedence because it's noeg on a regular basis and it's noeg for everyone, as opposed to mezuzah, which is not noeg for everyone, so that seems to take into consideration the notion of tadir demasi, the notion of prevalence. So even though in terms of frequency, the mitzvah of mezuzah may be performed more frequently than the mitzvah of tefillin, nevertheless the mitzvah of tefillin is more prevalent because it's performed by more people. More people are in a situation in which they're mechuyev in tefillin. There's no way of getting out of being mechuyev in tefillin, as opposed to mezuzah, where there are many ways of getting out of or not being put in a position to be chayiv in the mitzvah of mezuzah.
Is it obvious, the assumption, the equation, that tadir is the same as if you could only do one?
No, definitely not. That's the second part of the shir. Good. But the Yerushalmi, the way Rabbi Kivager understands it, Rabbi Kivager assumes that tadir is as relevant for dechia as for Kedima, which we'll get to, and based on that he interprets Yerushalmi as such. But this notion of Tadir D'Matzli comes up in other contexts as well. There's a famous Tshuva of the Marashal in Siman Nun Zayin, in which he suggests that if a person, this comes up Halach L'Maisa, Mishnah Berurah I think makes reference to this, quotes it, that you should be makdim the bracha of Asher Yasser to Bari Nefashir, so bracha achrona. You ate something and before you have the opportunity to say bracha achrona, you guide yourself into the situation of having to say an Asher Yatzar. So what bracha do you say first? So the Marashal assumes that you should say the Asher Yatzar first, because that's Tadir Damasi. What does it mean that's Tadir Damasi? The instances, it's more prevalent that you're going to say an Asher Yatzar. The way he puts it is that, or what he means, is that you can go many days without ever having to say Bari Nefashos. Could be that you'll have to say Bari Nefashos 12 times on a given day. But in theory, you could go many days without saying a Bari Nefashos. It's practically impossible to go so many days without saying an Asher Yatzar. So that makes Asher Yatzar more prevalent, and that's what he considers Tadir Dematzai. There's a din, quote in Shulchan Aruch Tavkuf Peidal in Hilchas Rosh Hashanah, that a meal on Rosh Hashanah is performed between Kriyas HaTorah and Tkiyas Shofar. So the source that the Beis Yosef quotes for this din is the Trumas Hadashin. Trumas Hadashin is in Siman Reish Samach Vav. And the Trumas Hadashin says the reason that we're makdim, we do Kriyas HaTorah, and then the Bris, and then Tkiyas Shofar, is because we want to be makdim the Bris Avram, represented by Bris Mila, to Kedus Yitzchak, represented by Tkiyas Shofar. But the Gaon on Shulchan Aruch is Mitzayin Arsugin Zvachim Sadi Aleph. And what he seems to be getting at is that Mila is Tadir D'Matzli, as opposed to Korban Pesach or Shofar, which is Tadir in the strict sense, but the overall instances of Mila in any given amount of time are going to far outnumber the instances of Shofar. So it's true that Shofar is performed on a regular basis once a year, but there are many more times that you perform the mitzvah of Mila, so you can't honestly say that shofar is more tadir than the mitzvah milah, because the mitzvah milah is tadir d'matzai. The Shagas Aryeh presumably does not accept this notion of tadir d'matzai lahalacha. Shagas Aryeh back in Siman Kaf Beis, in which he discusses the clash between Berachas HaMazon and Sfiras HaOmer, which one comes first. So he differentiates between the Berachas HaMazon of Shabbos and Yantiv and the Berachas HaMazon of Achol. So when it comes to the Berachas HaMazon of Shabbos and Yantiv, the Shagas Aryeh presents a mathematical equation. Shabbos and Yantiv, there's a chiyuv to have at least two sudas with pas. So if you do the math, there are 52 Shabbos a year plus Yamim Tovim. So there are in excess of 100 instances in which you have to say a Berachas HaMazon to Chova. Sfiras Omer is 49 times a year. So if you do the math, the Berachas HaMazon D'Chova outnumbers the Sfiras HaOmer, and therefore you should be marked in Berachas HaMazon D'Chova, because that's what we call Tadir. However, when it comes to Berachas HaMazon D'Rishus, the Berachas HaMazon during the week, so there he assumes that there's no kedima of Berachas HaMazon per se, since it's not a chiv, and you can't call that Tadir. And he doesn't think that Sfiras HaOmer should necessarily have kedima over Berachas HaMazon either, so he thinks it could be makdim either one. But you see, the Shagasari is assuming that there's no notion of Tadir D'Matzah. If we went with the notion of Tadir D'Matzah, you would reasonably argue that even though there's no chiv of Berachas HaMazon in the course of a year, in the course of whatever period of time, you end up benching with some degree of frequency. So maybe that should have won out over Sfiras HaOmer, but the Shagasari doesn't make such an argument. Parenthetically, as far as the Shagas Aryeh's first argument here, that you have to do the math when it comes to Berachas HaMazon versus Sfiras HaOmer, so you have your 100 plus Shabbos and Yom Tovim meals versus the 49 times the Sfiras HaOmer. So Rabbi Willer pointed out that this Shagas Aryeh seems to be against the Mat Ephraim that we accept Lalacha when it comes to the well-known quandary of whether to be Makdim L'David or Barachi Nafshi on Rosh Chodesh Elul. So the standard minag, which is out of the Mat Ephraim, is that in Rosh Chodesh Elul, when we say L'David and Barachi Nafshi, so there we're Makdim Barachi Nafshi before L'David, because Barachi Nafshi is said on a regular monthly basis, as opposed to L'David, which is only said during this period of the year. But if you accept the Shagas Aryeh's mathematical notion, he's talking about the same thing. Sfiras HaOmer is 49 times during this period of the year. Berachas HaMazon 100 times plus during the year. If you work with the math, so you say Baruch Hinafshi maybe 18 times a year, give or take, and you say L'David 80 times a year. So if you're simply working with the numbers, then L'David should precede Baruch Hinafshi. Okay. Now we'll get to Rabbi Wiederblank's Sara, which is that there should be a distinction, or there may be a distinction, between Tadir as a value, what we'll call Tadir Lahakdim, Tadir, if I have two mitzvahs to perform, which one do I perform first? Or Tadir of Dechi, if I have only one mitzvah that I can perform, which one takes precedence? So the Gemara that we know in Brachos and Daf Kaf Ches tells us that if a person has not yet daven musaf once his Ma'am Mincha comes, then according to Tana Kama, he should first daven Mincha and then daven musaf because of Tadir. The mincha is more tadir than musaf, daven mincha first. And Rabbi Huda says that you first daven musaf and then you daven mincha, because Rabbi Huda lishitaso holds that you can only daven mincha till the end of the seventh hour, so that's a mitzvah of eris. So we pask in in theory, like the first opinion, like Tana Kama, that you should be makdim musaf to, should be makdim mincha to musaf. So based on that, Tosafot there points out that this comes up on Yom Kippur. If a person starts Musaf too late in Yom Kippur, when the davening is long, it takes all day, then he may end up with this problem of whether to daven Musaf first or Mincha first. So the first opinion, Tosafot says, that if on Yom Kippur you should make sure, be careful to start davening Musaf before this Ma'am Mincha, because if you're not going to do that, then you may have to daven Mincha before Musaf, and that'll mess up your concentration. And then tells us, of course, the opinion of the Ri, that that's not a problem. That the whole din of bimakdim mincha to musaf, that's only where you're going to be running out and you're not going to have an opportunity to daven mincha later. You have to daven both of them now. Which one are you makdim? But if you have the whole afternoon to daven mincha, you're not interested in davening mincha now. You're very happy to daven musaf, and you'll daven mincha 4 hours later. You have plenty of time. So then the whole din of tadir doesn't apply, and you can feel free to daven musaf and then daven mincha later at your leisure. So that's the two opinions in Tosas over here. So at first glance, this opinion of the Ri, that tadir is only relevant if I have two mitzvahs that I want to perform right now, I have two animals in front of me in the Azara, I want to know which one to shecht and to do the Avodah Sadaman, that seems to be against the Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Tes. The Gemara Menachos and Daf Mem Tes tells us that in a situation in which, the Gemara is a Shailin, situation in which there are limited funds, limited access to animals for their Karbanos HaTzibor, And the tzibur has the option of either being makriv today's tamidin or tomorrow's musafin. So which one are you makdim? Are you makdim today's tamidin because of tadir, or are you makdim tomorrow's musafin because of mekudesh? So there the Gemara seems to be assuming that tadir is relevant even if I don't have two mitzvahs to perform right now. It's not that I have musaf and mincha, I want to daven both of them. We're talking about today's korban tamid versus tomorrow's korban musaf. That's not two mitzvahs in front of me right now. So what seems to be apparent from this Gemara is that the Karen Ora points this out, the Shagas Ari points this out, and the Siman Samach Beis, that the two sugyas, the sugya in Zvachim, the standard sugya of tadir, and sugya menachas, are addressing two totally different issues. The sugya in the standard sugya of tadir is talking about kedima. I have two mitzvahs to perform. Right, that's the discussion in brachos and the position of the reader in brachos. I have two mitzvahs to perform right now. Which one takes kedima? But if I have two mitzvahs that have to be performed at some time, I have no obligation to be machdim the tadir. But the Gemara in Menachos is talking about a different situation entirely, where it's not that I have two mitzvahs to perform now or later. It's that I only am going to be able to perform one of the mitzvahs. So which one do I choose? So there the Gemara is introducing the notion of tadir in the context of dechia, in the context of totally knocking out one of the mitzvahs. That also explains, if you look carefully at the each sugya there, the sugya in Zvachim, the sugya in Menachos, they both have a long tosos, deal with issues related to tadir, and neither tosos and all the rayas that the tosos bring make any reference to the other sugya. So it works out well. Why are the Tosas in that referencing the other sugya? Because the other sugya is talking about a different issue entirely. So that Gemara in Menachos seems to be assuming that there is a notion of tadir, independent of the question of tadir lahakdim. There's also tadir lidchos. That emerges also from a comment of the Mordechai. With the Hagos Ramba, Tosfos and Shabbos and Daf Kof Gimel Amid Beis writes that if you have a Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, the Maftir is a Maftir of Chanukah, not the Maftir of Rosh Chodesh, because if you're only able to do one Haftorah, and then we're working backwards because the Maftir has to be Kain, the Haftorah has to be Kain, the Maftir. So if you're only able to do one, so Presume Nisa takes precedence. Again, here, precedence means what comes last, i.e., which is the maftir, which allows you to read the Haftorah, okay, in that maftir. So that's what Tosfos writes out, where you're only able to do one Haftorah, presume Nisa takes precedence over Tadir. And the Mordechai there in Simon Reish Ayin Dalet and Shabbos quotes from the Ri. Nir Lari Kishachal Rosh Chodesh Teves V'Shabbos Maftir and B'nei V'Sacharya V'lo B'Shamayim Kisi. The Karim B'Torah the Rosh Chodesh Kodem V'Achkach Tachanah Kadei Sheyaftir Achron B'Neiros D'Sacharya. So you want to have the last thing being the Maftir of Chanukah, so you could say the Haftar of Chanukah. The Alpha Gav the Tadir V'Shein Tadir Tadir Kodem. Even though in general we should have applied the principle of Tadir V'Havalei LaHakdim Ahi the Rosh Chodesh Mikom Akom Presume Nisa Adiv Alpha Kadem. So nevertheless, Presume Nisa takes precedence even if it's a matter of Kedima. So usually Tadir takes precedence for Kedima, but Pirsume Nisa takes precedence over Tadir for Kedima. Then the Hagos Rama adds that if not for the Sfar Pirsume Nisa, then we should have been Makdim the Haftarah of Rosh Chodesh because of Tadir. So he seems to be assuming that if not for the consideration of Pirsume Nisa, then Tadir would be relevant even as a Dechia. Because the question here isn't just what to be makdim, but what haftarah are you eliminating? So if presume nisa, that's a higher value. But if not for presume nisa, then you should have knocked off the haftarah of Chanukah, because tadir is a value even to be docha. Along those lines, the Magen Avraham Paskins and Simon Reish Pei Vav that related to our early. The Hagos Rama and the Mordechai. It's also Chuvas Rama in Simon Lamechas. But along these lines of Magen Avraham, we discussed earlier what happens if you don't have time to daven Mincha and Lein before Shkia. Magen Avraham Paskins in Simon Reish Pei Vav that if you only have enough time to daven Mincha and Musaf at the end of the day, So then, even though mincha is tadir, and tadir should have told you to be doched the eino tadir, you could only daven mincha or musaf, so daven mincha because that's tadir, and tadir is relevant even for dechiyah. Nevertheless, because there's tashlumin for mincha, there's no tashlumin for musaf, the Magen Avraham paskens that you should sooner daven musaf, and then you'll daven a tashlumin later for mincha. Slightly related to this notion of the Magen Avraham, not exactly the same point, but a mar makom of interest. The Emek Brachin, that earlier piece, also has the following suggestion. He thinks that generally speaking, we're makdim kriyas haTorah to Musaf because of Tadir Mekudesh. But he suggests that when it comes to Simchas Torah, if you daven at a place where during Hakafos and Kriyas HaTorah everyone is going to get drunk and they're not going to be able to daven properly, so it would be better to daven Musaf first, and then you'll have your Hakafos and Kriyas HaTorah be able to daven Musaf properly. Because it's true that generally speaking we're makdim Kriyas HaTorah because of Tadir Mekudesh, but that's for Hakdama, not for Dechiyah. If you're going to create a situation whereby be makdim Kriyas HaTorah you're not going to daven Musaf at all, so then now we don't say that the Tadir Mekudesh should knock off and be mevatel Tfilas Musaf. La halacha in that situation of the Tosfos in Brachos, and we'll end with this and one observation about the Sfiras Omer application. La halacha, as far as the question of Tosfos in Brachos as to whether to be makdim, or that one should be makdim Musaf to Mincha on Yom Kippur, or Mincha to Musaf on Yom Kippur, if you end up davening starting Musaf too late. So that's 2 days in Shulchan Aruch in Siman Reish Pei Vav. So the Mechaber is so same like the first day in Tosos that we're makdim the Tadir, even if you're not interested in davening both of them now. And then the Yeshamim is like the Ri. And the Mishnah Berurah quotes La Halacha from the Prima Gadim that there's no need to be makdim the Tadir in that case where you're not interested in davening both Musaf and Mincha now. And Halacha Lamaisa, in the Mikra Kodesh, Ritzi Pesach Frank points out that that's a minhag ha'olam to be makdim musaf to mincha like the Ri, even in a situation where you end up davening starting musaf too late. However, the Chazon Ish in Menachos Siman Lamed Gimel thinks that the Ri is incorrect lahalacha. He quotes Hagos Maimini in Perek Gimel of Hilchas Tefila B'Shem HaMaharam, who says otherwise, and the Chazon Ish thinks that lahalacha, the first day in Tosfos, is correct, and the first day in Shulchan Aruch, even when it comes to the Yom Kippur application. And in such a situation, you would have to be makdim musaf to, mincha to musaf. This is also relevant to the question of Sfir Sa'omer. If a person davens Maariv later, should he be makdim Sfir Sa'omer beforehand? He's going to daven at 10 o'clock Maariv, but the Zman is 9 o'clock. So is there a need or a value, or should he count Sfir Sa'omer on his own earlier without the tzibur? So the Ber Halacha in the beginning of Siman Tav Peites, and the Ber Heitav also, they quote from the Morik Sia that the only reason in general that we count Sfiras Omer after Maariv and not before is because it used to be that the prevalent practice was to daven Maariv early before it got dark because it was dangerous to be outside too late, and then by the time they finished Maariv it was already time to count Sfiras Omer, but they couldn't have counted any earlier. But Rav Yaakov Emden thinks that in principle, if you're going to daven Maariv Bizman, then the appropriate thing to do would be to be makdim Sfir Sa'omer to davening, because Sfir Sa'omer is a din daraisa or it's ikara min haTorah, whereas the Shmon Esrei Maariv is only an asmachta. So he assumes, number one, that din daraisa is kedima of a din derabbah. You're asking about Kriyas Shema. I'm not sure. But then he also assumes that for that reason you should be makdim in general. It would be appropriate to be makdim Sfiras Omer to Tefillah. However, the Mishnah Berurah, quotes in Ber Halacha from the Chok Yaakov, that you have to be makdim Kriyas Shema and Tefillah because you're Tadir. And that's true even if you don't have two mitzvahs that you're interested in performing right now, like the first day in Tosfos. Because you're going to daven Maariv 2 hours later. So you should have said, if we assume like the Ri, which the Mishnah Berurah elsewhere advocated lahalachar that tad is only relevant if I have 2 mitzvahs that I want to perform now. So I only want to daven later with a minyan, but I don't need a minyan for Sfiras Omer, so let me count Sfiras Omer now. But the Chag Yaakov assumes not that way, that there's kedima for tadr even if you're not interested in performing 2 mitzvahs right now, and therefore you should wait till you daven marv to count Sfiras Omer. Reb Moshe has a tshuva in which he discusses this as well, in Chela Dalet Simin Sadi Tes, that we paskin like this Chag Yaakov, that you should wait to count Sfiras Omer. So Dayan Weiss, the Minchas Yitzchak is bothered, and Chelek Vav Simen Nun Hey is bothered that this seems to be against the general psak and the Yom Kippur Shaila. So there we assume that if I'm not interested in performing both mitzvahs now, I don't have to mak them the Tadir, and here the Chag Yaakov assumes otherwise. So he's bothered by this. Rav Vosner has a practical suggestion in Chelek Vav Simen and Gimel, in which he points out that it may be true that in theory we assume like the Ri, and if I have 2 mitzvahs that I don't necessarily want to perform now, I could be makdim the one that I'm interested in performing now and do the other one later. But practically speaking, if people are going to count Sfiras Omer on their own, they're more prone to forget. They count Sfiras Omer without a minyan sometimes, or with a minyan sometimes, then it's more likely that they might forget whether they actually counted or not. So it's preferable that you should just be consistent and always do it with a minyan for pragmatic considerations, even if in terms of the general halachas of kedima of tadir, maybe you should be makdim in Sfiras Omer. As it is, there's an additional consideration that the Berhetev quotes in Siman Tov Pei Tes from the Shalah, that there is a value, significance to counting Sfiras Omer b'tzibur. His lashon is b'makom sheyish chabura shemispal in mar bismano roi lehischaber lehem yimei asfira. It's especially important to daven, it's a good idea to daven mar bisman. Even if you don't daven mar bisman the rest of the year, it's a good idea to daven mar bisman during the days of Sfira. Ki oz mitzvah gareris mitzvah kriyas shema bismanu tefila b'tzibur, because that, however this mitzvah gareris mitzvah works, but there's significance to davening b'tzibur.